answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
To some breaking news, President Trump just offered up a new ultimatum for Hamas and a deadline related to that deal involving Gaza and what happens with hostages and a potential ceasefire. Let's bring in Arvon Hilliard back with us now. What are we learning?
The president is giving Hamas a 6 p.m. Eastern deadline, D.C. time, this Sunday night, to respond to the peace proposal that he and Bibi Netanyahu put forward earlier this week. Of course, setting a timeline here just raises the stakes. We know from a source that Egypt, as well as Qatar, have been working as mediators directly with Hamas. It is not clear the extent to which Hamas is engaged in any sort of a counter proposal effort, or whether even, you know, anything short of agreeing to the plan that was put forward at the White House earlier this week can even begin to be negotiable. But the president is very, very clear here, and I just want to read you part of it, in which he says that if they do not agree to this, that this is a moment here where they will have all hell to pay. This deal, it spares the lives of all remaining Hamas fighters. Essentially, he is saying, Hamas, you can choose here. You can leave Gaza. You can go find refuge elsewhere, or you can disarm, or else you are going to face, as he uses the word, all hell.
I think that's pretty direct from President Trump to Hamas. Deadline official, 6 p.m. Eastern time, Sunday. Now, it's very possible it will come to 6 p.m. Sunday, and Hamas has not budged, or maybe they will. I mean, we've got a 20-point peace plan that Trump has laid out. All the other Arab nations and Muslim countries have agreed to it. The only holdout is Hamas. Bibi Netanyahu has agreed to it. They still want to dismantle Hamas, and they want to make sure they're all out of those tunnels. And they want to make sure that all the hostages they can get free will be freed and hopefully alive. There might only be a dozen hostages that Hamas continues to hold that are alive. Why would you hold a dead body? It's still a bargaining chip, because they know the Jewish families and any family would want their loved one back, so they can properly care for them and put them to rest. That use of dead people, in addition to hiding behind children, hiding under baby beds and under hospitals, is one of the more detestable things about Hamas. And for those of you who are out there about free Palestine and pushing that issue, do not ignore what Hamas did to bring us to this point. So Trump says, 6 p.m. Eastern time, Sunday. After that, he told Bibi, you do what you need to do. You have my authority. By the way, there is a piece that's just out by Fred Flights in American Greatness, and Fred's going to join us later in this hour. It's titled, Trump's Bold Gaza Peace Plan is an Offer Hamas Cannot Veto. They cannot. They might, but they really can't. Fred will break it down for us later in this hour. I do need to share this news with you. It's a shame, but it's kind of what you might call the fog of war, but also when you get into police and terrorists and gunfights and things of that nature, unfortunately, innocent people might be killed. You know the attack on the Jewish synagogue in the UK yesterday on Yom Kippur, the most solemn, the most holy day for the Jewish religion. A man crashes a truck into the synagogue, and then they think at first maybe it's an accident, so they rush to help him. He comes out and starts stabbing them. Some were killed by a car, they were believing at that point. And they believed that while he used a knife, apparently he had a gun, because one of those killed was shot. It turns out that might have been one of the members of the Jewish community barricading a synagogue to keep the knife from coming in, and police and a bullet went through the door and killed one of the Jewish members inside. That is a tragedy. I'm sure there'll be an internal investigation if the officer followed every possible precaution necessary. But again, when you're dealing with a chaotic scene like that, things will happen, unfortunately. Thanks for joining us. Larry Connors, USA, October 3, 2023, first to 2 hours. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we're streaming video. You can watch the program right this moment. You can go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. That's why we're actually on the air with you right now. Now, later, if you pull up a podcast, you can get the video and audio podcast at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook. And we're on numerous other platforms. I couldn't even begin to list ways you can find us. You simply search Larry Connors USA. Bingo, you've got us. And reminding you, you have a cell phone. You've got us in your pocket all the time. Wherever you go. You go overseas. I got a friend now in Europe. He's been listening to the program live using the app. It's absolutely free. You can download it, put it on your phone, play it back through the car speakers using your Bluetooth. And I remind you also, to make sure you do not miss a single program, you can subscribe. Go to LarryConnorsUSA.com and subscribe to all the podcasts. And we'll make sure they get sent to you. We require little information, and we sell none of your information. But that way you miss nothing. And glad to have you, because I want to remind you, with Larry Connors USA, you get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will know more when we finish each hour than you did when we started. Preview what's coming up in the next hour. The battle against the drug cartels. How could anyone argue against Trump doing that? Well, there are those dopes that do. And they're not even involved in the cartels, but that doesn't seem right that you go after these drug cartels, the ones that are bringing fentanyl into our nation and killing hundreds of Americans by drugs, much less anything else they choose to do. And later in this hour, the current shutdown, there's a member of Congress who says, and blaming Trump, of course, for it, this is the greatest crisis for our nation since the Confederate War. What the? Yeah, well, I'll tell you who a little bit later. In the meantime, let's give some balance time to the lefties. Hakeem Jeffries on MSNBC.
We're in day three of the Trump Republican shutdown because Republicans don't want to provide health care to working class Americans. We know that real people are being hurt, and that unfortunately has been the case since the beginning of the Trump administration on January 20th. It was Speaker Johnson, Republicans in the House and the Senate, along with Donald Trump and the administration, who passed this one big ugly bill that set in motion the healthcare crisis that the American people are dealing with right now. Largest cut to Medicaid in American history. They ripped food from the mouths of hungry children, seniors, and veterans. And all of that was done so that they could provide massive tax breaks to their billionaire donors. Now, they don't want to extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits for everyday Americans, and that's shameful.
Oh, my God. You know, he won me over. Folks, I have to declare, as of now, I am on Hakeem Jeffries' side. I mean, we're stealing food from babies. We're taking money from our military. We're hurting Americans that just want to make a living. He's lying. He is lying. This cuts none of those programs for Americans. It does make sure no illegals are getting all of this, and they want to put in another $1 trillion plus dollars into this package, the same exact package Chuckie Schumer voted in favor of back in March. Exactly the same thing. But he's got to run to the left and act like, I'm just as loony as you guys, so you want to keep me in charge. That's not a very good campaign slogan, but I guess it's working. And then you got Mika Brzezinski, who was sitting there beside Hakeem Jeffries, and she starts talking about, my God, look what's happening.
I don't think Democrats can look at this shutdown in a vacuum. The threat of mass firings is as real as the threat of retribution and the threat of ICE raids and deportations. It's real. So since some who study Project 2025, and we've had them on the show earlier now, say the administration is really hoping for a moment like this, so they can have these mass firings and weaken the government. Let's say three or four Democrats break and Republicans get what they want, avoiding these mass firings. What are the consequences for the American people if Republicans get what they want?
Well, listen, we're ready, willing, and able to sit down with anyone, anytime,
no,
at any place
in order to have
a conversation about reopening the government, enacting a spending agreement that meets the needs of the American people in terms of their quality of life and addresses the Republican health care crisis. And we've maintained that position for weeks.
Yeah, right. Liar, liar, pants on fire. And of course, to hear Mika, Trump is elated that there's all this shutdown and they can have mass firing. And they are moving forward with those. He told them, he said, this will open the door. We'll go ahead and cut numerous employees we don't need. And we'll shut down groups and entities and agencies we don't need. But you opened the door. But Trump, when questioned, said, it didn't have to come to this.
There was an OMB memo going around suggesting that there might be firings during the shutdown. Do you think that will happen if the shutdown goes for a little bit of time, sir?
Well, there could be firings, and that's their fault. And it could also be other things. I mean, we could cut projects that they wanted, favorite projects, and they'd be permanently cut. So you could say, a lot of people are saying, Trump wanted this, that I wanted this closing, and I didn't want it. But a lot of people are saying it because I'm allowed to cut things that should have never been approved in the first place. And I will probably do that.
Yeah, there you go. And Speaker of the House Mike Johnson says, do not forget, once again, the Democrats are trying to shove the illegals into the American population.
It is a dark day in America because real Americans are suffering because of the political antics and shenanigans of Chuck Schumer and 43 of his Democrat colleagues in the Senate. They voted for three times now to shut the government down and inflict this pain. And their whole gambit is exactly what you just said. One of the primary demands that they have made for us to open the government is to restore taxpayer-funded benefits and health care to illegal aliens. Now, they're claiming that's a Republican talking point. But as John Adams said, facts are stubborn things. We stood and did a House Republican leadership press conference this morning in front of every media outlet in the United States, and I walked them through specifically title and verse and page number of the Senate Democrats' own measure that they filed into the record, their counterproposal continuing resolution that says all these things. Go to speaker.gov, go to the press release page, you'll see all this. You can access their own legislation, not Republican talking points. I will direct everybody to page 57 of that document that Chuck Schumer filed, and go to section 2141. It says it right there in the black letter. They want to repeal the important changes we made to the law in the One Big Beautiful Bill, the Working Families Tax Cut, Larry. That's where we cut out all the taxpayer funding to illegals, and Chuck Schumer and the Democrats are staking this entire game on their demand for us to unwind that, reverse it, and make sure that taxpayer funds go to aliens again. We're not doing it.
And they're lying to you, saying you're hurting Americans. No, this is cutting off illegals. In the meantime, ICE and other law enforcement gearing up for another night of violence against deportation efforts. It got very rowdy in Portland overnight.
At least three people arrested overnight during a chaotic protest outside the Portland ICE facility.
Bill Malugin was on the scene as it unfolded, and he joins us now from Oregon with the latest. Bill.
Ainsley, good morning to you. I can tell you things got pretty heated out here at the Portland Ice Building last night. We witnessed a violent fist fight that left a man knocked out. We saw the burning of American flag, the macing of protesters, and multiple clashes with federal agents. We'll get right into the video and show you what we witnessed. Take a look. This was last night, one of those clashes. Federal agents bull rushing and arresting a protester who had stepped onto federal property despite repeated warnings. There was another protester taunting the agents on a megaphone, asking them what the feds were going to do about it if they walked on their property. Well, that guy found out. There was another video we had of agents chasing down and arresting a separate protester, though it's unclear what this woman was detained for. Now, take a look at this. We also witnessed a violent fight. These two guys had been jawing at each other all night long. Then the fists started flying. The man in the white shirt was pro-ice. The man in the black shirt, anti-ice. He was the one who got laid out with a punch to the face. Minutes later, we saw him appear to collapse and go limp with some serious swelling to his face. Federal agents had to carry him inside their building for medical attention. But guys, there was no Portland police around to intervene during any of this. It's an issue the Portland ICE director told me has been an ongoing problem due to local politics.
And that is exactly true. Portland police are being told stand down, not being allowed to go in there and assist ICE. There was an app that was available through Apple that you could use and detect ICE agents and point them out to other people on your social media. They took it down. Tom Holman, our border czar.
And I think they took it down because what Pam Bondi said, they're going to investigate these people who put these apps up, because it does. It puts law enforcement at great risk. People need to remember, ISIS, they're not just out arresting illegal aliens. I look at the numbers every morning. 70%, 7 out of every 10, are criminals. And the other 30% include national security threats. To give anybody a heads up, that ISIS working right now on 14th Street and Broadway, if you're a criminal in that area, there's going to be that population, that percentage, that's going to prepare for ICE to come, and someone's going to get hurt, someone's going to get killed. They gave a heads up to the bad guy, someone's about to knock at your door.
Yeah.
I'm glad Pam Bondi's stepping up. DOJ's investigating this heavily. I think that's why the app went down, because they're looking at a criminal investigation.
Good, because if you're trying to interfere with the ICE agents, federal agents, you should be investigated. I love it, the fact that the guy that got in the street fight out in front of the detention center and Portland, who was anti-ICE, ends up being carried into the detention center because he got knocked out by someone who was supporting the ICE agents. I love that. Wake up. You're inside our ICE detention center. Oh, my God. Trump sets a deadline Sunday for Hamas. We will deal with that issue. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years at Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy. 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Well, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, Trump has told Hamas, you have until 6 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday to decide what you're going to do. You're going to give up or you're going to continue to fight. Now, Fred Flights is joining us. Fred is often with us. He's a vice chair, America First Policy Institute Center for American Security. 25 years in national security positions, the Central Intelligence Agency, Defense Intel, Department of State. Fred, welcome aboard, sir.
Okay, Larry, good to be here.
Well, let's begin. You've got a great piece that just came out under the American Greatness publication. Trump's bold Gaza peace plan is an offer Hamas cannot veto. Before I get into that article, what do you think about Trump saying 6 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday, I want a decision?
I think it shows that Trump is serious and that he's a man of his word. He said to Hamas, you have a few days to do this or I'm going to take action. He proved to the Iranians earlier that if you don't take action, there's going to be consequences. And Trump has just decided that I've had enough. We have to stop the killing. He has a great deal, which we can talk about. And Hamas has an important decision to make.
And he's given his blessings to Bibi Netanyahu. Do what you need to do.
Well, he has. And basically, the brilliance of this plan is Trump got the Arabs on board and the Palestinian Authority. They never back peace plans. So Hamas is nowhere to go to. And they have a plan. It's pretty good. And they don't want to live in peace with Israel. They can leave. They'll be escorted out or they'll be given amnesty. But they can't continue to use this terrorist veto to terrorize Israel. The war has to stop.
You point out in your article, you got Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Qatar all supporting this 20-point plan. And as you pointed out, the Palestinian Authority is willing to accept it. European states have done the same. It involves some things that previously might have been a stumbling block, such as Israel would not annex the Gaza Strip and Israeli troops will gradually withdraw. That's a big step for Hamas or those who supported that issue.
There are some things in it that Israel obviously doesn't like. Israel wanted to occupy Gaza. Israel doesn't want any role for the Palestinian Authority in Gaza because it's corrupt and supports Hamas. And the plan keeps the door open to a Palestinian state at some distant date when the Palestinians are de-radicalized, which frankly, in my view, is never. But by doing that, Trump got the Arabs on board and the Saudis and Qatar. And because they're on board, as I said earlier, Hamas is no one to go to. No one's going to be listening to them. This is the last peace plan. If all goes well, this is it. We can rebuild Gaza without Hamas. So they really have to make it. It doesn't make any sense to keep fighting.
Recently, we had the Israeli target drones targets of Hamas leadership and Iranian leadership in Qatar when they were supposedly gathering for a peace talk, supposedly. And since then, Bibi has apologized to Qatar, however you want to pronounce it now, for violating their sovereignty. So now Hamas has, as you point out in your article, has no Arab support in opposing the Trump plan. What does that set the stage for?
Well, basically, Trump said to the Israelis, you have to apologize to Qataris, agree not to attack Qatar again. I don't know how firmly the Israelis agreed to that, but that also was crucial to getting the Arabs on board. They were united against Israel after that attack on Qatar. And I didn't support that attack because Netanyahu didn't tell Trump about it in advance. That's not the way allies act. But if we get this moving forward with or without Hamas support, we also have the door open right now to expanding the Abraham Accords, because this keeping the door open for a Palestinian state, that's all Saudi Arabia needs to moving forward to normalize their relations with Israel.
Now, I want to ask you something you said. You didn't like the fact that Israeli forces or Israel did not notify the U.S. that they're going to hit the targets in Qatar. Does it not provide also an excuse for the White House say, no, we knew nothing about it, so we had nothing to do with it? Was that the intent?
Some people have said that's what happened. I don't think that's what happened. I don't believe Trump would agree to an airstrike on Qatar while they were involved in negotiations with Hamas that Trump had asked them to do. I think Israel does what it has to do to defend its security, and I understand that. But Netanyahu is so dependent on the U.S. and Trump for support. He should not have done that without at least informing Trump. I mean, I understand Trump was going to say no. I think Netanyahu decided, look, we're going to conduct this airstrike, and we'll apologize later.
Yeah. Better to do and ask for, not permission, but ask for, you know, apologies.
Ask for forgiveness later.
Forgiveness, yeah. You point out
that's
again.
That's what happened here. And
Go ahead. I'm sorry, I stepped on you, Fred. Go ahead.
I didn't hear your question.
Well, again, back to your piece that you wrote, Trump's bold Gaza peace plan is an offer Hamas cannot veto. You point out that under this plan, the International Stabilization Force would be deployed even if Hamas does reject the proposal. What does that mean?
Well, in areas that the Israeli Defense Forces clear out of terrorists and Hamas forces, they're going to turn that over to this international force that will be mostly manned by Gulf Arab states. There may be some European troops participating too. And they will begin humanitarian operations and rebuilding infrastructure in those areas. So there may be an area or two that will be hard to clear out, and they'll probably be the last to transition. But this means the rebuilding of Gaza can start almost immediately.
I'm looking at this, and I don't see any mention anywhere of Iran.
Well, the Iranians have lost a lot of power and stature in the Middle East. Hezbollah was their main proxy. Hezbollah really has been neutered. Hamas was also a significant proxy of Iran, and they've been knocked back significantly. You know, this peace process is not in the interest of Iran, which would like to see the destruction of the state of Israel and promoting Iranian influence throughout the region. And the U.S. and Israel have really hit Iran back hard.
And all of this, when put together again, would be a leadership that would exclude Hamas, even if they want to veto it, right? They will have no say in it.
That's right, and that's one of the objections they're making. They don't like the leadership plan. They're not saying explicitly, we have to be part of it. But their objection to the leadership plan, they also are going to call for this international force would not be allowed to be deployed in Gaza. It would have to be a Palestinian force. That is a force that Hamas can dominate.
You call it a masterpiece, and you quote David Ignatius, a liberal policy columnist for the Washington Post, writing, Trump laid a strong foundation for peace with this plan to end the nightmare war in Gaza and begin the transition to a stable day after. That's pretty strong coming from a liberal.
It was stunning, and this guy never supports Trump. He's part of the foreign policy establishment. It must have galled him to have to write that, but I give him credit for saying something truthful, even when it praises Trump, in the Washington Post, which, frankly, I haven't seen happen in a long time.
No, I agree with that. Now, again, you do point out there's still options. This could all fail. What then?
Well, it's the Middle East, and, you know, something bad could happen. The Arab states could back out of it. I mean, I'm not going to say it's going to fail. I think it's going to succeed. I'm optimistic. But, you know, we will see how this plays out. If everyone sticks to the current game plan, it looks very promising.
And you think it can also be transferred with the Ukraine-Russia issue?
I think success breeds success, Larry. And the model here, and frankly, the world seeing a president who is obsessed with stopping warfare and will try innovative things leaves the door open for trying this somewhere else. I'm just hoping. I think Putin's harder to deal with than Hamas, and he's more, obviously, he's more powerful than this broken down terrorist group. But it may inspire the possibility of bigger and better plans, such as in Ukraine.
And you point out something that I firmly agree with and should have been done previously. This more than qualifies Trump for the next Nobel Peace Prize.
I mean, give me a break. How, if this works, how could he not get the prize, except that we know the Nobel Prize Committee is ridiculously biased against Western states and conservatives. But I mean, what else would Trump have to do to get the prize?
Yeah, I mean, when they gave it to Obama 8 months in office, he hadn't done anything other than being the first black president, except for Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I forgot about that. But that's right. I mean, the Nobel Peace Prize has been given to a number of people who really didn't deserve it. Very deserving people were not offered the prize. And I mean, frankly, Trump doesn't need it. He talks about it, I think, to troll people. But he's not doing this for a peace prize. He's doing this because he wants to stop wars.
Yeah. Fred Flights, I thank you very much for your time. Again, Fred Flights, America First Policy, Institute for American Security. As always, God bless, Fred.
Great to be here. Thanks, Ari.
You bet. Outstanding source. I'm telling you, every time I get a chance to get him on, I want him. He's full of information. Coming out, Stephen Miller says Comey needs to be punished.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
For 100 years, Tom Shaw Realtor is helping folks buy or sell, but also helping the community. He wanted this paid commercial to promote the Tom Shaw Walk for Alzheimer's, Sunday, October 12. More details at shawrealtors.com. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Listen up, the offer St. Louis can't stop talking about being held over by popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you might get zero interest, no payments for 18 months. This is Renewal by Anderson, the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted more than 122 years. Our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. And remember, Anderson products increase your home's value by at least 15%. So make sure you take advantage of the offer while it's still being held over. Schedule your complimentary consultation at rbastl.com. 877-WINDOWS. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson. This is award-winning quality. Stronger windows. Smarter investment. Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. It means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. It's snooping on the door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. It's snooping on the door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
It truly is one of the most heinous things that has ever happened in the history of our country, what James Comey did to our democracy. I can't think of anybody in modern history who has done more to sabotage and attack our constitutional republic than James Comey, beginning with the Russia hoax in 2016. As you said, the dirty dossier. James Comey, as the head of the FBI, tried to lay a trap to remove a duly elected president from office, to imprison and incarcerate his political allies and friends, and to lead an actual coup against the laws and Constitution of the United States. What James Comey did is truly one of the most severe assaults on our freedoms and liberties that has occurred in the whole history of this nation.
And you know what? Stephen Miller is right on target there. And that January 6th thing that the Democrats want to push in your face all the time. And I told you it will live, outlast the termites, because that's the way they are. They're going to continually try to bring it up, but they're going to have to try to rework it each time, because when you have a federal official like the FBI working to dismiss and unseat the sitting president, that is a coup. That is a coup attempt. Didn't use guns, but if you can do anything to destroy him with the, quote, Russian collusion and story of that nature. And, of course, now Comey is facing charges. What exactly? Prosecutors claim that he lied when he reaffirmed his 2017 testimony. I never authorized any anonymous leak to the media. The indictment states that Comey, and I'm reading, quote, had in fact authorized someone else at the FBI to be an anonymous source in news reports regarding the investigation into Hillary Clinton. Now, that's an allegation. That's her statement. But Andrew McCabe, his second in command, has also stated, I was told to do it, but now said, I had nothing to do with that. Now, when McCabe made his remarks, he was not under oath. He was just talking to the media, friendly media at that, but trying to make it clear that I never did any leaking. I was never authorized or told to do that. Only two people in the FBI could decide to what information would be released. That'd be the FBI director, my boss, and me. And I didn't do it, and he didn't tell me to do it. That's what he says. So McCabe previously had said, I was told to do it. And now saying, no, that's not true. Which is it? Could you have everybody lying here? Yep. You darn sure could. And, of course, we have this whole issue of a conspiracy that they were aware of, and they used false, bad, tainted, contrived, manipulated, fabricated, put your Play-Doh together and see what kind of car you can build to run Trump out of office. And it all became part of the conspiracy of the Russian collusion and to get warrants, FISA warrants, to go to a court, a judge, insist, this is all good, solid info, so we should be able to get a wire listening, tapping, and whatever else we want. And it was all a lie. It was a lie to those judges. Those judges should be upset. They got schnookered, and they're not doing a thing about it. Once again, Stephen Miller.
Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Obama, Monaco, all conspired together, all worked together to try to sabotage, undermine, unravel the democratic institutions and structures of this country. The Russiagate hoax, the Russiagate conspiracy, and all of the assaults against our liberties that went with it. The pre-dawn raids, the handcuffing of innocent Americans, the espionage against President Trump's campaign and staff, the removal of his national security advisor, one fake indictment, one fake charge after another, the special counsel, all of it was a unrelenting attempt to overthrow the government the American people voted for. I cannot find words harsh enough to condemn the conduct of these conspirators, these insurrectionists.
I agree fully. You heard him mention the name Monaco. Monaco, where'd that come from? She was the deputy attorney general, Lisa Monaco. The DOJ fired her as a national security prosecutor after he was questioned by links to Comey pushback. Prosecutors with ties to former Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco have been targeted after Trump called for Microsoft to immediately terminate her. Now, what's the story behind that? Well, as reported by NBC News, a top national security prosecutor was fired this week after a pro-Trump writer, without evidence, linked him to an internal pushback over the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey. This veteran prosecutor who was serving as a, it fell off my screen suddenly. Wouldn't you know it? George Soros working with my machine here. Anyway, who was serving as chief of the National Security Unit for the U.S. Attorney's Office was fired this week. That's according to three sources who told that to NBC News. And it came hours after Julie Kelly, a writer who advocated for January 6th defendants and is deeply connected to the Trump administration, had written on X that the public can, quote, only assume who was involved and was a big part of internal resistance to indicting Comey. It's not clear if the Trump administration saw the tweet, asked about her post, and about the firing of the guy. The White House refused comment or referred comment to the Justice Department, and the Justice Department is not commenting. There are a lot of layers to this onion. You can keep peeling it back and peeling. Your eyes are filled because they burn so much. And it is hard to follow the trail. I cannot tell you with certainty how effective this deal is regarding Monaco and what was going on. But when Stephen Miller called her name in, I thought, where did she come into play? Well, now you kind of know, and yet it's very vague, isn't it? The bottom line is we're calling them out for all the lies they were doing and what they were trying to do to our nation. And yet, with that in mind, and against the backdrop of the current government shutdown, the Schumer shutdown, there's one politician, of course, who's going to blame Trump, but also says Trump is creating the worst crisis. Hold on. Better back up. We don't know how big this is going to get. Saying that Trump is creating the worst crisis since the Civil War. That story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. And don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I'm joined now by Senator Bernie Sanders, independent of Vermont. Senator, you've served in Congress and then the Senate. You served through a number of different administrations with different presidents. And I've covered a number of shutdowns. I've never seen a president during a shutdown kind of gloating about the ability to punish people or to take stuff away from people in states that didn't vote for him. Have you seen that before?
No, of course we haven't. We are living in an unprecedentedly dangerous moment.
Yes.
Maybe the worst crisis in America literally since the Civil War.
Whoa, what's happening?
You have a president who is acting unconstitutional.
Stop it, right. We're going to start it over again. He just said this is the worst crisis since the Civil War. Can you back it up just a little bit and try? Let's let him continue. But damn it, I'm not letting going to make such a wild statement. This is, on one hand, it is worse than calling Trump a Nazi Hitler because he has not gassed people like crazy. But he's saying the shutdown, the current shutdown we're in, is worse than the Confederate War.
War? No, of course we haven't. We are living in an unprecedentedly dangerous moment. Maybe the worst crisis in America literally since the Civil War.
BS.
You have a president who is acting unconstitutionally and illegally. Guess what? These projects have been appropriated.
Yes.
They were signed by a president.
Yes.
It is illegal to rescind them. And then basically to say to people in Vermont, in New York, in California, oh, you didn't vote for Donald Trump? Well, we're going to take away funding that was supposed to go to your state. Illegal, outrageous, unconstitutional.
You know, maybe I should back off of picking on that guy. You know him by name and by voice, I'm sure. That was Bernie Sanders. If he says it's the worst thing since the Civil War, he was there with the Civil War. He might well know. I mean, well, he's 84. I should correct that. He's 84. If I can be that coherent when I reach 84, that gives me another 30 years in this business. Civil War. Don't you think that's a little bit of a stretch? But he's got a willing talk host. Have you ever seen a president be so gleeful and joyful? What a set-up softball question. And he could have answered it without going to the extreme. This is the worst thing since the Civil War, or if you want to call it the war between the states. By the way, White House Budget Director Russ Voigt says the Trump administration is going to withhold $2 billion from Chicago for infrastructure projects. Oh, yeah, that's another example. They're going after a group that did not vote for Trump. He did not get much votes, if any, out of Chicago, so that must be punishment. No, we're at a point now where we're going to start cutting everything back, where everything's in hold, so that's going to be the ones we're going after. What else can we do? Well, you've got California Governor Newsom is threatening to cut state funding. California Governor Newsom threatening to cut state funding to any universities, public or private, if they sign on to Donald Trump's, quote, compact for academic excellence in higher education. What could be wrong with that? You want higher education. No, they don't want that in California. They just want liberal propaganda. Newton claims that compact ties access to federal funding to radical conservative ideological restrictions. Radical, as if you must provide something to get paid for. The document is part of a response for the university failing to fight anti-Semitism. That's radical. It got mailed to several universities demanding that you follow this and you fight against anti-Semitism on your campus, 10 different provisions, maintain equality in admissions, maintain a marketplace of ideas and civil discourse, non-discrimination in hiring of faculty and administration, institutional neutrality on political and social issues. Everything in here is for the benefit of the students to get a good education without worrying that Well, because I'm Jewish, I might be attacked. But Newsom says all of this is an attempt to destroy California universities. He said those provisions I just read to you and the others, they're insane. They're conservative ideological restrictions. What I will say about Gavin, he's got nice hair. He's got nice hair. If he ever falls in the ocean, it will not be hard to find him. Look for the oil slick. By the way, if you want to deal with something, Gavin, why don't you deal with your California Insurance Commissioner, Ricardo Lara, traveling lavishly on travel all across the world. For months, more than 9 months, they've been trying to get details of what you've been spending money on. And one trip for a 5-star hotel stay in New York City for Pride Fest that cost $11,000. And he had another 4-day trip that had nothing to do with what insurance policies he's supposed to oversee, but he got to go to a VIP roofing event with KJ Kitty Glitter. Oh, and he bills himself as the first openly gay elected official. I don't care about your sexual gender. I care that you're wasting Californians' money. And Californians, you should be complaining. Coming up, the war on drug cartels and a Second Amendment issue in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. You and I might have something in common, back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field, so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help. On Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check VincentsJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Larry Connors here. Is your home ready for the chilly months ahead? Renewal by Anderson has a buy one, get one 50% off window event. And if you qualify, 18 months, no payments, zero interest. Not sure if it's the right time? Renewal makes it easy. No obligation window inspection. Just find out what new windows might cost when you're ready. No pressure, no hassle. And remember, no one but Renewal by Anderson can offer Fibrex, the proprietary window frame material, 200% stronger than vinyl. Means durability, efficiency, beauty that lasts every season. What are you waiting for? Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com and get your consultation. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.